We begin with an NFL scandal that in some respects is more cynical, more disturbing, and certainly more influential than Deflategate or Ray Rice or the tragedy of player brain trauma. The salutes to the troops, the flag-waving patriotic tributes by NFL teams at their games to active U.S. military service personnel. Government records now reveal many of them, probably most of them, are bought and paid for by the U.S. military, by the Defense Department, most by the National Guard. They are not organic, spontaneous recognitions of personal sacrifice and valor. They are not a high-profile way of saying thank you. They are not the responses of one sport to the public mood. They are recruiting stunts paid for with taxpayer dollars, your dollars. 5,400,000 of your taxpayer dollars just since 2011, given just to NFL teams who then waved the flag for a price. And even that startling figure is just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to prepaid patriotism in sports. It turns out there was nearly $50 million of it last year alone. Not $50 million for body armor for the troops. Not for treating the wounded. Not for giving a veteran the only thanks he truly wants, a job and a good life. But for prepackaged pro-military stunts at sporting events, using soldiers as props.